Reverend Parrish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning. I would like to share with you two expressions of thanks that have been sent to the church. Pastor Parrish and Newside family, thank you so much for all of your assistance in the preparation and conduct of our mother's homegoing service. Your calls, visits, cards, hugs, prayers, and smiles have carried Michael and me over the past almost 2 weeks. It is a blessing to have such a wonderful Christian family. We will be reaching out individually in the days ahead. Lovingly, the Thornton family. Shiloh, your kind expression of sympathy is deeply appreciated and gratefully acknowledged. Mary and I acknowledge with sincere appreciation your prayers, your comforting messages, and all acts of kindness shown to us at the passing of my brother, James Spate. Blessings, Nat and Mary Spate. And an announcement that is not in your bulletin this morning. To those members of the security team, you may pick up your security jackets immediately after the service in the lower sanctuary. Your security jackets immediately after service in the lower sanctuary. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin from our Sunday school ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons, the deadline for the next newsletter. The healthcare ministry meets each second Sunday immediately after the service in Building 3. I think that was last Sunday. So you're not having a meeting today, I don't believe. From our security ministry, they're asking that you please read the placards in the back of your pew so that you might know how to exit the sanctuary in the event of an emergency. Also, look at the color coding. The doors are coded the same color so that you would know which door to exit through. We will have a meeting for the 2020 church budget. It is going to be next Sunday, immediately following the morning worship. If you have your copy, please be prepared for the meeting. If you have not, please make your email address available or request one through the church secretary, who's in the office from 10 to 2 every day, Monday through Friday. Please be prepared for the budget meeting on next Sunday. Prior to that, on Saturday, we have the ordination service for Deacon Audrey Preston Soto and Deacon Marquesa Jai. Will be ordained. Deacon Faye Patterson will also be affirmed at that service. Reverend Clarence Mays is our guest preacher. The diaconate is going caroling, Christmas caroling on December 14th from 1:15 to 5:30. We'll fellowship with the residents of Chancellor's Village, Spring Arbor, and Poets Walk. Transportation will be available by the church vehicles. Please contact Deacon Carolyn Oglesby, Deacon Marquesa Jai, Deacon Sidney Hankerson by Friday, December 6th, if you need a ride. You may also meet them at those locations. Music books will be provided to all participants. And again, that's on December 14th, Christmas caroling. The missionary ministry will distribute Thanksgiving baskets to families that have requested them on the 25th. From 10 to 12 in Building 3. On the reverse of our announcements, our known, sick, and shut in, and those on our prayer list, always adding to that list the bereaved families of our church and community, and they are noted in the bottom right corner. And we add to that list a member of Mount Zion just across the street, Sister Shelby Johnson, on her homegoing. Correspondence from our sister churches. Some of these are reminder notices of services taking place today. We've been extended an invitation from Ebenezer Baptist Church in Ruther Glen to their 147th church anniversary. There will be a 3 o'clock service. Jericho Baptist Church has a Men's Day service. Jericho in Ruther Glen, Men's Day service at 3 o'clock today. The Brotherhood Chorale is again having their Christmas with the men. They form one large men's chorus, and they're Rehearsals are already underway, but I will give you the remaining schedule. The event takes place on Sunday, December 15 at 3 o'clock at John J. Wright Educational and Cultural Museum. The rehearsal schedule, Tuesday, November 19, 7 at 7, Tuesday, December 3rd at 7, Tuesday, December 10 and at 7, and Thursday, December 12 at 7. I will have that schedule available to those and the contact person and email contact for anyone who is interested in singing with the men's chorus, the large community chorus for Christmas with the Men, the Brotherhood Chorale. Piney Branch Baptist Church extends an invitation to their Usher Day service this afternoon at 3. Little Mine Road has an annual Officers Day, November 24th at 3, Little Mine Road on Lane's Corner Road. Shiloh Baptist Church in Bowling Green extends an invitation to their Missionary Day service, 3 o'clock on November 24th. And from Mount Hope Baptist Church, there is a Christmas break food drive. They're seeking items to assist perishable items and continue to remember that Barbara Carroll also seeks those items. And if you're interested, I have the contact information and the items in need. And lastly, remembering that our men's ministry will be participating in the Salvation Army bell ringing campaign on December 7 from 9 to 4 at the South Point Walmart. Volunteers are needed for 1-hour shifts. I believe the men met on yesterday, so if anything has changed on that, this is the last announcement that I had on it. Thank you for your attention.
Child's name, would you please stand? We're going to start with Joseph Hunter Jr., better known as LJ. LJ's in the back there. LJ's a third grader at Smith Station Elementary School, and his most recent accomplishments are all threes on his report cards. I'm assuming those A's, B's, how many should there?
They're equivalent to
B's. Amen. Perfect attendance. Perfect attendance. And also, he was named Helpful Sharp. He got the Helpful Sharp Award for being helpful to his peers. Congratulations, LJ. Avani, you want to come on up? I can't see. So I was given this last month, and I guess somehow I missed it. So I'm going to make sure that he gets recognized today. Avani, I think I saw Mom here somewhere. Where's Mom? That's Mom. And where's Grandpa? Avani is a kindergartner at Hugh Mercer Elementary School, and she is reading above average. And she also made honor roll for the last grade this season. Congratulations, Avani. And since I didn't get a lot of them today, I guess we'll read them in December, but in case we missed a grading period, if anyone in the most recent grading period made the honor roll, you may stand at this time. Congratulations, honor roll students, and I think Ms. Clinton want two of you to remain standing.
Good morning. The members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority last evening had our biannual, Gene, is that how you say it? Every 2 years we do the debutante ball. And these two lovely young ladies were ladies in waiting. That means they are in the ninth or tenth grade. And the next time we have the debutante ball, they will probably be debutantes. But this year they were ladies in waiting. And one of the things that they did this year was sing as an intermission. We presented 14 young ladies last night, so we presented 7, had the intermission, and then presented the other 7. The 9 ladies in waiting sang The Greatest Love of All, and these 2 young ladies participated in a trio, and they did the best job ever. their car. And everybody that I saw, I said, they go to my church. They go to New Sight. They came out of New Sight. They go to my church. And they sang beautifully in church, too. They did an excellent, excellent job. They represented New Sight so well. They have beautiful voices, and they used them last night. So we wanted you to know that.
Thank you so much, Sister Cantina. And, you know, that's just to show that not only are they here on Sundays, Wednesday nights, and whatever day we have, dance practice and choir practice, but we try to support them, and please try to support them in the community when they're out volunteering, when they're out getting involved in such activities as Ladies in Waiting. I think we have Delta Gems and Girl Scouts, and they're out in the community just absorbing all that there is that can be taught at this young age. So please, when you see that they're involved in some things and you have the opportunity to go and witness and participate and support them, please do so. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
Indeed, we are blessed by your presence here in worship. And as always, we commend our youth for how God uses them, not only here on Sundays, but they represent God as well as Shiloh wherever they are in the community and in school. And we commend them for their work in the Lord, and we congratulate you on your accomplishment. And we realize that we can't commend them or recognize them enough for the good work that they do. And too often we're so quick to point out what differences they may have, but these young people do an outstanding job.
Amen.
Wherever they are. We thank God for them. Amen. 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 Please be reminded of the ordination service on Saturday, as well as our budget on Sunday. And we look forward to great participation in both. On yesterday, go ahead. It's in the back.
And those that were not participating, those of you who missed, we went out yesterday with Ron and Chris Hawkins.
Next time.
And who got the count? I had to leave. Did anybody get the count?
Nope.
100,000. We packaged 100,000 meals.
Yeah.
But we packaged 100,000 meals. But we also had, I think I counted.
Record about, number of people.
Yeah, a record number of people. But even from the church, we had about 59, I believe, people from our church. So give yourselves a round of applause.
Amen.
Packaged 100,000 meals that will go around the world, feeding people here locally around the world. Isn't that awesome to think that you can reach out to a thing like packaging a meal and touch God's folks around the world? It's just awesome when you think about that. And the pastor was doing lifting. I think you did the heavy work. he was doing the heavy work. But I saw him sitting down. He was done on both sides.
Amen.
But we thank everybody that came out, and if you didn't get a chance, it's coming up again next year. So get ready and come out and enjoy, and just watch what you can do through the power of Jesus Christ and the amount of people that you can touch. You don't even think about that. The guy that started the day yesterday, and he gave a whole speech on what happens when that food gets passed up, and how many people you touch by just coming out and participating in the word in the name of Jesus Christ. So thank you all. You got to get one of these.
Amen. Those of us who are here who did go, please stand. Those who did go, amen. Amen. This is just a small number of those who showed up on yesterday, and we give God the glory. And all too often we think we've gotten to an age where we cannot participate, but God is able, and lifting a 50-pound package is not rough at all. Amen, amen. But I learned to know my limitations, so when it arrived, I said, time's up. Amen. So we thank God for your participation and how God uses us outside of the building. And one last announcement before our choir will bless us. Everybody is aware of the finality of the selection of the superintendent of public schools in the city of Fredericksburg. Amen. I don't see her here, but when she does come, we're going to formally introduce her to this congregation in her new status. No longer Sister Catholic. It's the Honorable Sister Catholic. And I'm serious. I'm serious. You don't take that for granted. Amen. You will not take that for granted, but we congratulate her in her absence for her being selected and installed to that position as superintendent of public schools in the city of Fredericksburg, and we give God the glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Our choir will bless us.